Meseches Gittin, Periches, Mishnah Yud. We continue our discussion of a get mekusher, the special kind of get that was mesaken for kehanim. And as you'll recall, this get required that it be written only one or two lines at a time, that it be folded after every one or two lines, that each fold be bound, and that each fold be signed as well by another witness. And if you'll recall, in the previous mission, we spoke about how if you're missing one of the signatures, which would render it being called a get kereach, a bald get, that would be a problem because we would assume that the husband told a certain number of witnesses to sign, and by missing one of these signatures, you're missing the full compliance with the husband's instructions. However, what happens if we know what the husband asked? He didn't ask a specific number of witnesses to sign, but it turns out as we're writing the get, we're short a witness or two. So get kereach. So this bald get, which is a get mekusher that's missing signatures, how do we fill out the remainder of the signatures? So if you're missing one signature, hakol mashlimin alav, any person can sign it, even an eved, even anybody else, a ganef who's pasul edis, any of those people can sign that last fold because that one individual witness is not going to be required to be to validate the get. Divrei Benanus, that is the view of Benanus. Rabbi Akiva, however, says ein mashlimin alav ela krevim. The pasul witnesses that you can use to complete this get can only be relatives haruyin lahaid b'makim acher. Then they're pasul to be an aid because they're a relative to one of the parties to divorce, but they are right to be an aid in a different place. Now, Rekiva's concern is that people will see names written on this get as a witness, and they'll assume that this Eved is actually Yisrael, or that this Ganef is actually Kashla Edis, and that he did Tshuva. And so Rabbi Akiva limited it to people who would be kosher for Eidus in other places. The Ezehu get kereach, and now what exactly is a get kereach? This we've discussed already, kosher kshar of merubim me'edav. Any get mekusher that has more bindings, more folds, than it has witnesses who signed it. Because again, every fold has to have a witness sign it. Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph. Hamagarash is ishtay. If somebody divorces his wife and he hands her the get, v'amrla, and he says to her, Hareyat muteris l'chal adam, you are hereby mutu, you are hereby permitted to be with any man, ela l'flani, with the exception of so-and-so, with the exception of Pliny. So Rabbi Eliezer matter. Rabbi Eliezer says this is fine, this is mutter, and it's a good get. And Rabbi Eliezer bases his shita on the pasuk in Vayikra of the isha grusha me'isha la'ikachu, where we say that a kohen cannot marry a woman grusha me'isha who is divorced from her husband. Not that the woman has to be mutter to any man, just that she has to be divorced from her husband. And by this, she is divorced from her husband. Yes, she's not mutter to every man out there, but she's divorced from her husband. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, this is a good get, this is a good divorce. The Chachamim say this is usser. Kate said Yasa, and what should you then do according to the Chachamim? Yitlenu heimena, he should take back the get from her, the yachser v'yitnenula, and he should go back and give the get back to her, and this time v'yemela, he should say to her, Hareyat mutaris echal adam, you are hereby mutter to be with any man, period. And the reason for the Rabbanan Shita is because we say, v'chasev lo sefer krisus, you need a sefer krisus, and there's no krisus if you're usher to some other man, according to the Chachamim. Furthermore, the Chachamim, what they do with the Pasuk in Vayikra with regards to Isha Grusha Me'isha La'ikachu, that a kohen cannot marry a woman divorced from her husband, what they do with that is they use that for Re'ach HaGet, the Isha we talked about of Re'ach HaGet, where in a situation such as this, where he gave her this get that they said is usher and that they said is actually not chal, nonetheless, she is usher to a kohen after receiving that get. So if a husband were to give a wife a get and he were to say, Hareyat Mater Sechal Adam Ela Leplaini, and then he were to drop dead, she is not an almana with regard to a kohen, she's considered to have the reach of a get, and she's considered like a grusha, and a kohen is not allowed to marry her. Concluding our mission, we say v'im k'savi b'sayche. If let's say he had written within the get, hareyat muteres zechal adam ela leflein, he put that inside the get. Afal pisha chazar u'machakos. Even if she gave him back the get, and he went and he raised it, puzzle. No, this get is puzzle. You need to write a whole new get.